September 5, 1926. One who lives in the divine will possesses a vast paternity and a long daughtership. She is a daughter to all. I was feeling oppressed, or rather, as though lifeless because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. This pain is always new and ever more piercing, in such a way as to form new wounds that make my poor soul bleed with pain. Now, while I was in the nightmare of the pain of his privation, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior, clasping me to his most holy heart, telling me, "My daughter, our daughter, the daughter of the celestial Mama, the daughter of the angels and of the saints, the daughter of the heavens, the daughter of the sun, the daughter of the stars, the daughter of the sea. In sum, you are the daughter of all are fathers to you, and you are a daughter to all. See how vast is the paternity. How long is your daughtership? Instead of oppressing yourself, you should delight, thinking that all are fathers to you and you are a daughter to all. Only one who lives in my will can have the right to such vast paternity and to such a long daughtership, to be loved by all with paternal love, because I recognize in her their daughter. In fact, since created things are all invested with my will, wherever it reigns as triumphant and dominating, they see in you the same will that reigns in them, therefore all hold you as the daughter of their wombs. There are so many bonds between you and them as to surpass in an infinite way the natural bonds that exist between father and son. Do you know who is not your father? Only those who do not let my will reign in them. These have no right over you, nor do you have any duty toward them. They are like something that does not belong to you. But do you know what it means to possess such a vast paternity and such a long daughtership? It means to be bound with bonds of justice to all the riches, the glory, the honor, the privileges that such vast paternity possesses. So, as my daughter, your Jesus gives you all the goods of redemption as gifts. As our daughter, you are endowed with all the goods of the sacrosanct Trinity. As daughter of the Sovereign Queen, she gives to you her sorrows, her works, her love and all of her maternal merits as gifts. As daughter of the angels and of the saints, they compete among themselves to give you all of their goods. As daughter of the heavens, of the stars, of the sun, of the sea and of all created things, they feel honored to finally have their daughter, to be able to give their inheritance. And my very will reigning in them, with its endless light forms for you the deed of all creation, and all feel the happiness, the joy of being able to give their inheritance, because by being able to give, they no longer feel sterile, but fecund, and fecundity brings joy, company, harmony, glory, the repetition of one's very life. How many fathers and mothers are unhappy, even though they are rich, because they have no offspring. In fact, sterility in itself brings isolation, bitterness, lack of any support and of happiness. And if it may appear that they enjoy, in their hearts they have the thorn of sterility that embitters all their enjoyments. So, your vast paternity which you possess, and your long daughtership is a cause of joy for all, and much more for my will which, belicating, reigns in you and constitutes you the daughter of all the things created by it, in such a way that all feel your support and the contentment of being able to give the goods they possess. Therefore, your oppression is not justified in the midst of so many goods, of so much happiness, and of so many who protect you, defend you and love you as their true daughter. After this, I abandoned myself in the arms of Jesus and in the current of the divine will to do my usual acts. And Jesus, coming back, told me, "My daughter, my will preserves the soul in her origin and does not allow her to go out of her beginning, which is God. It maintains intact the divine image in the depth of her being, which is enclosed in her intellect, memory and will. And as long as the soul lets my will reign in her, everything is linked, everything is in relationship between creator and creature. Even more, she lives in the reflections of the Supreme Majesty, and our likeness in her grows continuously, and this makes her be distinguished as our daughter. On the other hand, the human will causes her to deny her origin, it makes her decay from her beginning. her intellect, memory and will remain without light, and the divine image remains deformed and unrecognizable. The human will breaks all the divine bonds and relationships, and therefore it makes the soul live in the reflections of all passions, in such a way that she becomes ugly and the daughter of the infernal enemy, who tries to engrave his ugly image in her. How many evils does one's own will not cause? It devastates every good and produces all evils. After this, blessed Jesus brought me outside of myself and showed me how deformed his image had become in creatures. It was horrifying to see it so unrecognizable and ugly. The sanctity of the gaze of Jesus was reluctant to look at them, but the compassion of his most holy heart pushed him to have pity on the works of his hands, deformed into being so ugly because of their fault. But while Jesus was grieved to the summit and seeing his image so transformed, we arrived at some place in which the offenses they were giving him were so many, that unable to take any more, he changed his appearance of goodness, assuming the aspect of justice. He threatened chastisements, and earthquakes, water and fire were put against the peoples, to destroy men and cities. I prayed him to spare the peoples, and Jesus, taking me back into my bed, shared his pains with me.